USA Radio News.
Gas prices in the U.S. will continue to rise.
Elevated crude oil prices push our gas costs up. Due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and America's lack of domestic oil production, the national average is expected to go even higher. Since Monday, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline has increased 4 cents to $3.52. That's according to new data from the Energy Information Administration. The price of gas in Ohio surged 13 cents overnight. Wednesday morning's AAA national average, $3.65 a gallon, with Brent crude oil trading at $110 a barrel. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden is sending Stinger anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine to shoot down Russian helicopters. The Army Times reports the direct delivery of Stinger missiles is part of a military aid package approved last week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
A Texas judge has halted the Abbott administration's efforts to investigate parents who allow their transgender children to receive hormone treatment or surgeries. The judge set a hearing for March 11th. 2021 marked an increase in car accidents.
Early data from the National Safety Council says traffic deaths were up by 9% last year in the United States compared to 2020. The report saying more than 46,000 people died in motor vehicle-related incidents last year, and the group's president and CEO describing it as yet another wake-up call for this country. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Katie Meyer, a captain and goalkeeper for the Stanford University women's soccer team, has died. She was 22. The school announced that Meyer was found dead inside a campus residence. No cause of death has been given. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is continuing to call out what he refers to as the theater of COVID-19 protocols. He told students to take off their face masks when he visited the University of South Florida in Tampa for a press conference on Wednesday. WFLA reported that DeSantis stood at the podium to speak on cyber education and told a group of students behind him, quote, "We've got to stop with this COVID-19 theater." Many in the GOP are not fans of President Joe Biden's gas plan.
President Biden says he plans to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help ease gas prices in the United States. Many Republicans say it's not a long-term solution. One of them is Senate Minority Whip John Thune. He weighs in on Fox News.
Releasing barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is something that's sort of a little bit of a relief valve, but this is a long-term structural supply and demand issue that only gets fixed by America becoming once again energy independent.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Fitbit is recalling 1 million Ionic smartwatches due to a burn hazard. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, there are four different models affected by the recall. The watches, which Fitbit stopped producing in 2020, were sold at Best Buy, Kohl's, Target, and other stores, along with online at Amazon and Fitbit.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.